It's Monday, the 14th of November. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to Sports Today on WTAW.com. Well, the Aggie basketball team won a game yesterday at Reed Arena, 83-58 over Southern. But whether he likes it or not, Coach Billy Kennedy knows that that was not the story of the game. Indeed, it was Kennedy himself making his first appearance on the Aggie bench as he continues to gain strength in the process of dealing with his early onset of Parkinson's disease. The fans were delighted. The team played well for him. And for all that and the support and much more, Kennedy is grateful.
When you're just trying to survive every day and feel good physically and mentally, you know, I'm getting better, you know, and it was great to be on the floor and, be coaching at Texas A&M. There are many days and nights that I didn't think this opportunity would come this year. I'm not 100% recovered by any means, but I'm getting better, and I'm very thankful and for the prayers and the support, and that's gotten me through this.
As for the game, the Aggies were led by Ray Turner's 20 points. 15 players got on the court for A&M. Courtney Roberson scored 12. The Aggies now head to Madison Square Garden for the continuation of the 2K Sports Classic. They'll meet Mississippi State at 6 p.m. Thursday evening and then meet either Arizona or St. John's on Friday. Coach Kennedy said that he is planning to make the trip with the team, but he said that his situation is still day-to-day. The sixth-ranked defending national champion A&M women had an easy time with Lamar Saturday night in their season opener, beating the Cardinal 83-58. Tyra White scored 22 to lead four Aggies in double figures. A&M will host a tougher Cardinal team tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Reed Arena when Louisville comes to town. We'll broadcast that game on 1150 AM, The Zone, our partner station. Well, the Aggie football team is once again trying to regroup from yet another missed opportunity after Saturday's four overtime loss to Kansas State in Manhattan. The 4 hour and 15 minute game finally ended with Colin Klein's 1 yard run for a touchdown in the Wildcats' half of the fourth overtime. That was after A&M had to settle for a field goal in the first half of the fourth OT. One bright spot for A&M was Cyrus Gray's 218 yards rushing, but that's not what Gray was concerned about after the game.
It's football, and, you know, we have to finish better, and no matter what the outcome of the game, you have to come up on top, and we haven't been doing that, so we have to just go back to the drawing board and just try to finish.
For the fourth time this year, the Aggies lost a second-half double-digit lead. This time they were up by 10 with less than 6 minutes to play in regulation when K-State scored on a 53-yard pass from Klein to Chris Harper. That was a tough one, says Mike Sherman.
Defense was playing real well, you know, and we gave up a big play there. I got to see it on tape exactly whose fault it was. I didn't expect us to give up a big play. I thought it was I was proud of how our defense was playing. I thought we'd be able to keep them out of the end zone. At least it'd be a long drive, and we'd still have the 3 points in our pocket.
The Aggies will try to become bowl eligible Saturday when they host Kansas at 11 a.m. at Kyle Field. The BCS standings stay LSU and then Oklahoma State 1 and 2. After both teams remained undefeated Saturday, Oklahoma State with that 66-6 romp over Tech. Alabama is third, hoping for the Tigers of the Cowboys to stumble. Of course, two more undefeateds fell Saturday with losses by Stanford to Oregon and by Boise State to TCU. That leaves LSU, Oklahoma State, and Houston the only undefeateds. Houston is ranked 11th in the BCS. World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals are turning their fortunes over to a rookie manager, Mike Matheny. The 41-year-old Matheny was a minor league instructor with the Cards who was called to news conference for today to introduce their successor to retiring 67-year-old Tony La Russa. And the Texans and the Cowboys both win big yesterday. They rout Tampa Bay 37-9, the Texans do, and they still lead the AFC South. And the Cowboys, Tony Romo guided touchdown drives in his first four possessions, and the Cowboys got a 44-7 win over Buffalo yesterday. And that's your look at sports. Again, thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.